It's not just us, we'd have to conquer. We've got folk singers, rappers and punkers. Everyone taking care of one another.
Welcome to the Unsigned Unwind. It is local music across the U.S. and Canada. Basically, every episode, I get my showrunner, Angela Taranjo. She does all the scheduling, all the reaching out to the bands, and gives me, I have a phone number, a name, and sometimes a band name, and a time that I'm supposed to call. And that is all I have. So what I do is I call all these musicians and bands from across the U.S. and Canada, and then I find out kind of what's going on with their band, with their music, and a little bit about their local scene, and then I find out what they kind of do to unwind, because it is really important for DIY musicians or any DIY anything to take time to rest, because, you know, we charge forward all the time. We're always grinding, it seems like. But if you don't rest, it's just not sustainable. So I like to think of this as maybe a little bit of a advice network as well for local musicians on how to unwind. So right now we are going to go to the phone. I know I'm going to be speaking with Jenna of the band Girl Cologne. Hi, Jenna.
Hey, what's up, Andy?
Oh, you know, just hanging out, enjoying the sunshine in upstate New York. And where are you calling from?
I am calling from beautiful Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Nice. I'm only four episodes in, and I think you're the second Ohio. I had a Cincinnati, Ohio on there earlier.
The Midwest is doing it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's awesome. So I guess what we're going to do is, you know, I was saying a little bit before we got recording is that I know nothing about your band, and I want to find out a little bit about your band. So I guess, you know, obviously your name is Jenna. If you can just tell me who else is in the band, the name of the band, and a little bit about what you're about.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Jenna. I sing. We have Cade on guitar, Spence on bass, and Parker on drums. And we are called Girl Cologne. We're like, I don't know, some people call us bubble grunge, pop punk, alt rock vibes. Lots of 90s and 2000s. Early 2000s influence, Nirvana, no doubt.
And do you find that that's hard with like the genre defining? Because like,
oh, absolutely.
You know, when people are like, "What kind of music are you?" You're like, "There's no one word that's going to describe." But bubble grunge is a new one, and I fucking dig that one. That's a good
one. Thank you. I cannot take credit for that. I found it on one of our playlists that we're on.
Nice. And so how long has Girl Cologne been active as a band?
So we have been playing shows since 2021. We formed in the middle of the pandemic.
Perfect. And do you, like, you know, play a lot of gigs around the Cleveland area?
Yeah, we play like 2 to 4 in Cleveland a month usually.
Really? All right. So that's it. And how would you, you know, just from my own curiosity, you know, because again, I'm from the Albany, New York area, and, mm-hmm. you know, I know the local scene here. And, you know, one of the reasons why I want to do this show is because I love the do-it-yourself type of thing. I'm a old punk rocker, like from the, you know, 80s and 90s. Like, I love the DIY aspect of it, and I really am curious about how other scenes do it and other places do it. So I guess, how would you describe like the music scene in Cleveland? Is it like a competitive, like everybody's vying for these spots, or is it helpful? Like,
yeah, it's a little bit both. I would say that we're starting to regrow community. You know, the pandemic obviously kind of affected everyone in every way, but the music scene, it really kind of messed up here. There were a lot of bands that disbanded during the pandemic. So it's really been kind of vying for the spotlight a little bit, but we're starting to really see that community come back. So it's really nice.
And when you say, like, you know, a lot of bands disbanded, did you see a noticeable growth, like, as the pandemic, I guess, started to break? Did you see, like, newer bands starting to come out of that? And
Oh, absolutely. 2021, 2022, and last year even, we've seen so many new bands and so many good new bands that have formed recently.
Yeah, because I saw that around here a lot, you know, like not necessarily the disbanding, because like, you know, I'm in a local band too, that same thing, like we started in like 2021, 2022, but like I there was a lot of like a lot of people that come on my local music show have only been a band for a couple years, and when you hear them, you're like, oh my God, you guys are so good. Like,
Yeah, it's a lot of that here as well.
and is it something where you think a lot of bands are trying to like break out of the Cleveland scene and go national, or is it like kind of a community of people that are like content, you know, is there pockets of people that are like content to just build that scene and stay within it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of a little bit of both. I feel like more so building up the Cleveland scene.
Right.
You know, you always have you always have your people.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, and there's always going to be people that come out of a, you know, come out of a scene. I mean, especially a rock and roll city like Cleveland, you know what I mean? It's
Right,
like
exactly,
there's
yeah.
certainly going to be those that just burst out of there. But I, you know, myself, I love, you know, the people that have that the local roots and keep building that scene. And that's probably what keeps it so good for bands that want to make it out, you know what I mean? You
Yeah, exactly. It's
need
like,
a robust local scene to propel you
yep.
nationally. And you know,
You
like,
need people caring about music.
yeah, and like the song says, you know, Cleveland rocks, man. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It does. All right. Well, so I, you know, I won't take too much of your time, but I want to ask you before we go. So say, I guess this is a hypothetical question. You've been, you know, working extra gigs for the month. Say you've had 8 to 10 gigs this month, and it's just been, life's been crazy, work's been crazy, and you finally get just like a full day to yourself. Like, what would you personally do to unwind?
Well, I'm definitely like leaving bed as little as possible, and I'm either watching some form of reality television, like Drag Race or something along those lines, or like I just finished watching Blacklist, which was like 10 seasons long, and I feel like people don't talk about that show enough. So something like that, like a
Binging
criminal.
Blacklist.
Yes, absolutely. Oh my God, that show. That
That's the
show.
one with James Spader, right?
Yes,
Yeah, but my
yes.
wife loves that show. I've
I
seen
will
some of it,
follow
but
him.
yeah.
He's everything.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, and again, I'm like I said, I'm old. I'm 51 now, so like I remember James Spader when he was like, you know, teen heartthrob James
Yeah,
Spader,
yeah.
you know? Now he's, you know, Blacklist guy James Spader, but sweet. So, before we go, I just want to, you know, where can people find you online? You know, your socials, or where can they find your music streaming?
Yeah, anywhere you can just look up Girl Cologne at Girl Cologne, except for TikTok, it's girl.cologne.
Okay. And before we go again, you know, I want to thank you for your time, and I want to leave the folks with a Girl Cologne song. So, which song have you picked out for us?
Yeah, so today I have our newest single, which is Red Flags, and it's kind of just about the dating scene, I guess, and you know, abysmal, how abysmal it
All right. So, Jenna, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to me. I really appreciate it. And right now, let's listen to Red Flags from Girl Cologne. It's here on the Unsigned Unwind. Red Flags. What a great song. I really like that one. So check out Girl Cologne. Make sure that you follow them on Spotify and Instagram and support them. And, you know, if you're in their area and you can catch them at a show, definitely do that or reach out to them and see if you can buy their merch. You know, a lot of bands will ship if you pay for shipping. So support local music is what I'm saying. Anyway, great song there from Girl Cologne. And that is it for this week's edition of the Unsigned Unwind. Make sure that you look for new episodes every other Wednesday and check out my other show, Unsigned 518 and Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight, airing on Tuesdays and Thursdays every week, respectively. So again, I am Andy Scullin. This is the Unsigned Unwind, and I'll see you on the road. If you would like to be a guest on the Unsigned Unwind, send an email to Angela@unsignedproductions.com. Take care of one another, and I'll see you soon.